Hello everyone and welcome to another book review from the Men of Science podcast. This is one that I've been talking about for a little while, and it's for a book that I had been anxiously waiting to receive for a few months last year, and I received it on my birthday as an unexpected birthday gift from my friend. And that book is, of course, The Cut, You Can't Make It Alone, written by my friend Justin M. Lesniewski. And for those of us within the Snyder Cut community, fandom, movement, whatever you prefer to call it, they already know very well what this book is. Specifically, those that are in the quote-unquote 40 club know very well what this book is about. But then, also, anyone in the Snyder Cut fandom at all, this book is, as I believe Scott McClellan described it, a based on a true story fan fiction of what went on behind the scenes of the principal photography of Justice League, as well as the reshoots. And it is a very well-written and a very thoughtfully written and very entertaining story, as told, again, from a, as Scott McClellan described it, a based on a true story fan fiction style. And I'm just going to read the synopsis on the back of this. It says, adapting Alliance was a lifelong dream that Sean Ryder thought would never happen. Now he stands on the precipice of directing that movie, but he'll find out that the studio system is nearly impossible for any man to navigate, especially one of integrity and passion. Ivan Jeffries built his career and reputation in publishing on the Alliance. As production on the big screen adaptations ramps up, he's finally found a foothold in the film industry. The problem is, he's not the director, and the man who is won't listen to him or seemingly anyone else about it. The Cut is about what didn't actually happen during the production of Alliance, a major studio misfire so massive that careers and lives were changed forever. The story traces the key events of pre-production, production, and post-production to reveal what happens in a world where people live by the mantra, you can't make it alone. And as I said, I received this on my birthday, December 23rd of 2020. Again, it was not intended to be a birthday gift, but the fact that it arrived on my birthday just made it all that much more perfect. And I spent about, 2 weeks off and on reading this book while I was at work, mostly because, you know, my schedule hasn't given me a lot of free time. Weekends are when I have my most free time, especially Sundays. And yes, as you already could tell from the synopsis, a lot of the names were changed very much, again, for the fictionalized version of this story. You know, Sean Ryder, obviously, Zack Snyder, you know, and there's other names throughout the story that, you know, if you are familiar with the Snyder Cut journey, some of the names, you know, will jump out at you pretty immediately. You know, Ken Roddick, Ivan Jeffries, Ross Keaton, you know, if you pay attention to that. It's, I'm trying to think of the right words to describe. As I already said, it's a very well-written, wealth, and very well-portrayed story, and one of the things I actually really liked about it is that how the story is told from multiple points of views throughout each chapter, where it's like different, you know, parts of the journey are is told from the different points of view of Sean Ryder, which I love the name that is Sean Ryder, because as I believe he mentioned it on one of the Film Junkie's vodka streams, that the name Sean Ryder is inspired by Ryder Strong, from who played Sean Hunter on Boy Meets World. Ryder, you know, Sean Ryder. Yeah, which again, he's a big Boy Meets World fan. I am as well, so I got a kick, good little kick out of that one, and you know, a lot of other little references here and there from people who have seen the theatrical cut of Justice League or Justice League, or as the DC Film Squadcast referred to it, Joss Whedon's Justice League, and yeah, the name is Alliance, and the publishing company is Republic, and you know, Ross Keaton, yeah, it should be obvious who that's supposed to be. Trying to think of some of the other names that were in here. I'm looking through some of the pages here. Paragon of Man was the film that kicks off the world of this story, and Saviors and Demons is the sequel to that. Again, if you're as familiar with the story of the Snyder Cut, these names should be fairly obvious who they're referencing. Brian the Film Fiend. Yeah. And we get through here. Beverly Ryder is another name. Ken Roddick. Like I said, it should be very obvious who some of these names are supposed to be. Stephen Kanako, I think, is the other name. Let me look at that one. But yeah, like I said, some of the names should be very obvious, based on what we know of what went on during the production of Zack Snyder's Justice League. But yeah, the story is not about Zack Snyder's Justice League, because again, it's a fictionalized version of what we know of that happened and is being told through that fan fiction lens. And reading this book has actually inspired me to try to go back to writing the story that I was trying to write about 15 years ago. But that's a whole other story for another time. And honestly, even though I kind of knew where the story was going already, again, based on my own knowledge of the real life inspirations for it, I still felt very emotionally invested in the story. And when I got to certain parts in the story of, through the production, pre-production, post-production parts of the story, I actually found myself getting very emotional while reading it, and certain aspects of the story that actually moved me to tears while I was reading it. Because when I read certain books, especially fiction books like this, I'm able to visualize it in my head like a movie. And that's one of the things that I love about reading books, is that I can visualize it in my head playing out like a movie. And I did that very well throughout this whole story. Bobby Cahill, or Cahill, that's another one. Again, should be very obvious who the names are supposed to be. I just enjoyed reading this so very much. And I'm not just saying it because Justin is my friend. I'm saying it because it's the truth. This is a story that I enjoyed very much. And I'm not going to give away too much about the story. But again, if you're as invested in the Snyder Cut, fandom as I am, and as many others are, you already have an idea of what the story is. But there is a lot in there that's, again, taking inspiration from what we know of in the real life inspiration of the story, and just putting his own spin on it, more or less. It doesn't completely, at least the way I interpreted it while reading it, that it doesn't completely paint it as, this person is a good guy, this person's a bad guy within the story. Because, like I said, because it's being told from multiple points of view, it's very much that, the characters that you would think are meant to be the villain of the story, that, they are not truly portrayed as such. At least, again, that's how I interpreted that. And that is very much of that these people are very committed to, their convictions, and trying to find the right phrase to use. Sorry, I feel like I'm sitting on something. Hold on. Oh, my keys. Sorry, found my keys. That they are strong within their convictions, and that very much believe that what they're doing is the right thing. And at the same time, that can be very much a villainous trait, because in other books that I've read, like Chris Jericho's, one of his biographies, he has four of them. I believe it was the first one. He was saying that one of the bits of advice that he got early on in his career is that the villain always believes that he is right, no matter what. And maybe that can be interpreted as such with some of the characters in the cut. So again, it's if you interpret some of these characters as being the villain, that is all up to you. And if you want to, if you might think of them as the hero, then that's your prerogative as well. And I would very much encourage you to order this book yourself if you would like to, you know, read the story and form your own individual opinions. I will put the link in the description of this little podcast episode for you. That's themidside.com/thecut. And you can also check out his podcast, Welcome to the Midside, at themidside.com/podcast. And if you're very much into political discussions, him and his partner, William Green, I believe is his name, they have a lot of very fun, entertaining, and passionate discussions on their podcast. They're on a break currently. I believe they do start up again in February. I'm not exactly sure of what date, though. But yeah, it's like I said, this is this book, and honestly, and I feel like I'm not giving enough of a good review for this, and I apologize for that, especially if Justin is watching this or listening to this. I apologize if I'm not doing justice to the story. It's just, I don't know, I've never pretended to be a professional at such things, especially when it comes to books, reviewing books. I've only done one other review, and that was the Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes a couple months ago. And all I can do is just say what is fresh on my mind. I don't work off a script. I used to, but I don't do that anymore. And I need to take a drink of my Pepsi. Hold on. It's a very emotional journey, and you feel very much the passion that was put into the story, and you really get a sense of where the characters are, you know, mentally and emotionally, and you really feel for the characters as you're reading, like, you know, and you can sympathize or empathize or both if you've, you know, been in, you know, sort of similar situations that they experienced throughout this story, and you can really understand where they're coming from, why they feel the way they feel, and why they're making the decisions that they make throughout this journey. And it makes you start to think of, you know, like, what I do the same thing, and I were in that person's shoes, you know, which honestly, I think things like that in almost every book that I read, and you know, like but stories like this, especially like when it's, you know, like interpretations of the Hollywood system and how filmmaking works and such things, and like you really start to wonder, just, you know, like if I worked in Hollywood, if I was a filmmaker in Hollywood, and I experienced, you know, the trials and tribulations and hardships as depicted in this book, you know, would I handle it as well as they do here? Would I handle it as well as a Sean Ryder would in this story? You know, would I handle it in a way that Ivan Jeffries handles the stories in this book? You know, like, you know, being the writer of the stories that inspire the film that Sean Ryder is trying to direct, you know, feeling that, you know, sense of ownership of, you know, I've written the books of these characters, so, you know, who are you to tell me that, you know, that my way is the wrong way, kind of thing, you know? And but then you look, flipping it onto Sean Ryder's side, where it's, you know, I'm telling my interpretation of the stories, my own version of the story, you know, because I am an auteur director, I believe that's how it's pronounced. If I'm saying it wrong, I'm sorry. And it's just, again, like, you can look at it from both, I don't know if I bumped into the microphone, but yeah, you can, the way it's written, you can see it from both sides, and you can have a very good understanding of where Sean is coming from, where Ivan's coming from, and you understand it very well. Like, you know, like, yeah, the director, you know, filming the stories that he wants to tell, but then the Ivan Jeffries, you know, that he's written the stories that inspired these films. He's been writing these stories for years, and he just wants to make sure that the stories are done right in his mind, and just, you know, both points of view can be seen as, I'm trying to think of the right word for this, admirable, I guess would be the right phrasing. I'm not sure. But, you know, and like those are personality traits and, you know, traits of a, you know, artist and creative personalities that, you know, a lot of people can relate to very well in almost any profession, you know, whether it is, you know, filmmaking of Hollywood or writing or, you know, like if you're a painter or a graphic artist, you know, trying to present your art in the way that you feel is the best presentation of it. You know, that is something that a lot of people can relate to. I mean, I can relate to that. I won't consider myself to be a great artist, but I am very much an artist. You know, I write, I draw, and even though I haven't done either of those in quite a while, you know, and I like to present my art, you know, hell, even the Minitized podcast, my, you know, the podcast and the videos that I do, I try to present my art in the way that I feel is best presented to you, the audience. You know, that is something that a lot of creative personalities can relate to, the way it's depicted in this story by Justin. It's honestly, I don't really know how else to say. Like, just do yourselves a favor, pick up this book that, if you're watching on YouTube, which most of you do, right here, The Cut, You Can't Make It Alone, written by Justin M. Lesniewski. It's a great book. It really is. And again, I'm not just saying that because he's my friend. It is. I genuinely mean it. It's a great book, a great story, and just, I highly recommend it to anyone that's watching this or listening to it. You know, whether you're a fan of, you know, of the person that inspired this story or of the films that inspired this story, you know, whether it doesn't matter if you are or you aren't. I just think it's a great story that a lot more people should be reading, and you can get it physical copy like I have. You can get it as an ebook as well. You know, again, themidside.com/thecut gives you all the options of how you want to purchase it. You can get it through Amazon. You can get it through like other different resources. If you pay a little bit extra, you can get one autographed like I did, like right here. See. Well, again, only if you're watching on YouTube, right there. Yeah. You know, you can get it personally autographed for you if you so choose to do so. Again, it's a great book. And Justin, if you're watching or listening, you did a great job. And if you ever feel inspired to write another book, I very much will be purchasing that one as well. And look forward to reading that if you choose to write another one, which I hope you will, because you're a very good writer. Yeah. And I guess, you know, at some point this year, I'll get restarted on writing the book that I'd been trying to write about 15 years ago. You know, I tweeted it out a couple of weeks ago, that it was a book that I had since, it was 2004 when I was still in high school at John Adams High School. Yes, I really went to a John Adams High School, just like Corey Matthews on Boy Meets World. And in fact, my nickname in high school, during my freshman year at least, you know, was Corey Matthews. So, there you go. But anyways, it's a story inspired by the song Youth of the Nation by P.O.D., which is my favorite P.O.D. song. I absolutely freaking love it. Great song. And I wanted to write a story very much inspired by that. And I was about, I had been writing it off and on, like I said, since 2004 to about 2015. And I was about, see, like 6, 7, 8 chapters in, and I had it saved on a USB drive. And I lost that USB drive, and I've been kicking myself for losing it since then, because I didn't have it saved anywhere else. I had it all saved there. But I'm going to get back onto it. I'm going to start from the beginning, and hopefully I can come up with a greater story inspired by that great song. But anyways, talk more about that another day. Pick up your copy of The Cut, You Can't Make It Alone by Justin M. Lesniewski at themidside.com/thecut. The link will be in the description for this. And I hope you all enjoyed listening to me talk about this book for the last almost 20 minutes now. And hope you all are enjoying yourselves, taking care of yourselves, and being safe, taking care of your loved ones. And you can also continue to donate to the Autumn Snyder Tribute Fund from the AFSP. That link is in the description as well. And also, you can contribute to my own bank account at the Mennonites Podcast Store. That link is in the description. There's the promotional campaigns going on for Zack Snyder's Justice League, with one of the big campaigns within the fandom happening on February 14th, Valentine's Day. The number 214 is quite a special number for those of us in the Snyder Cut fandom, or the Zack Snyder fandom in general. And, you know, you can pick up your own Snyder 214 t-shirt in the Mennonites Podcast Store if you feel so inclined to do so. You know, again, make my bank account look a little nicer. That would be a nice little gift for me. Thank you. And I have a Patreon, $1 a month, anyone that's interested, but completely understand if you don't want to contribute. That link is in the description as well. And other links that I have on there for anyone that would like to check out and contribute to other, you know, wonderful campaigns that I've been helping promote. And happy that I was finally able to review this book. So again, this is a book that I had been anxiously waiting to read for a while, and I finally was able to read it over the last few weeks. And just, again, it's a great story, great book, beautifully written, very, very beautifully told, and can't wait to read it again, and I will do so very soon. And also check out my other book review for The Ballad of Songbird and Snakes, the Hunger Games prequel story, and other stuff that I have on here, you know, my retro film reviews, my other movie reviews, worst to best, video game reviews, and other podcast episodes, which I'm going to try to record a few more throughout this week, because I feel like I've been really slacking on that lately, and I'm going to try to do better on that going forward. I'm actually going to record another thing right after I'm done recording this, so, you know, be on the lookout for that at some point this week. Yeah, this has been Book Reviews from the Mennonites Podcast. I am Julian, and I hope you all are staying safe, staying healthy, taking care of yourselves and your loved ones. I love and appreciate every single one of you who watch, listen, subscribe, and interact with me on my social media, Twitter, Instagram, Vero, Facebook, Snapchat, wherever. I love each and every one of you. I truly, genuinely do. Again, Book Reviews from the Mennonites Podcast. I am Julian, and I'll see all of you on the next one. Bye-bye.